Going live, guys. I'm going live.
Previously on the Mike Knox Show.
Without him, we wouldn't have wrestling as it is today. Couldn't wrestle all that great. But it didn't have to wrestle that great. It was about getting over with the crowd. And that's what a lot of wrestling fans of you, AEW, TNA, whatever fan base you decide to want to go watch, to me, don't understand. It's not about how great you're on that squirt circuit. That matters, but it's not the coup de grace. It's not the end all to be all. The crowd, the reaction is everything. But this guy right here, Jey Uso, the most over wrestler in the business. Hands down, crowd loves him, fans love him, merchandise is loving him. It lets you go to wrestling, and I'm going to call it being a beans. I got to keep it 100. You can't talk about what's over and what's not over. Wrestling has been racist towards Black Samoans. That's my point. It's exhausting. I'm tired of seeing stereotypical things that are out there. We should change it. It just sickens me, right? Even more than the fans. Man, I can't even understand that. And I was so happy to go on King Coley's show, Coley's Corner, that comes on tomorrow at 7 o'clock on Instagram, okay? And the belt guy and those guys, he said, Mike, I'm a white man that will tell you the hate that Bianca and Jay Kirkgaard has is because they're black.
Drums, please!
Viewers may find the following video disturbing.
This ain't nothing but healthy conversation.
Yeah. Perfect Plex Radio. We about to go live on him. Mike Knox. That's for 3X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready?
Ready?
Let's go! At the Money Night Raw, what you getting in? Perfect Plex Radio, got him listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, it's a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You can call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply, we about to give y'all something special. You ready?
Ready?
Let's go!
Welcome. Come on, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike Knox Show, y'all. Listen, I couldn't be more happy today because, frankly, as I am your fan's favorite fan and your hater's favorite hater, my teams did either make the playoffs or lost in the playoffs. But shout out to all my New York fans out there. I love you as people. Like, I got good people like my brother-in-law, a couple of my best friends. You know, I actually love New York. Yeah, I was in the 90s in New York. You can't tell me about New York if you were in the 90s in New York. But the fact that they brothers... Yeah, can you say they choked? I can't even be a hater and say they choked. Because they didn't choke. There was a one-man team who tried his damn best to succeed, but they didn't. Either way, fuck all that. Welcome to the Mike Knox Show, y'all, where we hate on everything New York City today. Listen, guys, I am your host, Mike Knox. And indeed, I spell my name with... It's easy, y'all. It's been like 15 goddamn years. Because like that whore that you dated, yeah, I am hardcore, people. Listen, we got a lot to talk about today. I say the same things because I'm old and old people say the same shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? But it's the truth. It's my truth. I got a plethora of things to talk about today on the program. What's going on, Jeffrey? And we're going to talk about Grand Body P checking out the show today. Listen, what? Hold on. That, I'm going to talk about that later and Tiffany Stratton and that whole situation. But remember, this ain't nothing but healthy conversation. Vaughn already throwing thumbs down backstage, and that ain't fair. Okay? I'm going to tell you why it ain't fair, all right? Mike, you sound like a wrestler. Well, you know, well, I wish I got paid like one, at least a professional one. I get paid like an indie show wrestler. That'd be true. Okay. But today's show, guys, we're going to talk about the obvious things. My thoughts, right? That's what it's going to be. It's going back to the JMO, just Mike's opinion of the weekend wrestling, because we have shows to take care of all that. We got NXT shows. We got SmackDown shows. We got AEW shows. Then you got specials that, you know, interweaving, if you would. Those other shows. You got the Mike Knox show. All right. The longest running successful podcast that you guys should have known about, right? So that's just said it right there. But pay some respect to my below the line budget people, man, King Vaughn Jr. 301 King Vaughn on Twitter, the Victorious Ones podcast holding me down. The Z is silent. If you know him, you know that Z is never silent, but it's a play on words. So learn how to read and you would understand how the Z is silent. His SmackDown review show as well. Welcome to the SmackDown Penitentiary. And today,
welcome to the SmackDown Penitentiary.
I tell you one thing, you don't want to go to jail, okay? Because when you're behind the bars, you better hope and pray you got soap on a rope. Then, today, joining the program, we do have the executive consultant from the SmackDown Watch Along Review. Maybe he can explain what he is. And it says it right there what he is, the ultimate contradiction. Well, we'll find that out today as well. But I want to digest some things, right? To talk about some things that are important to me, so I want them to be important to you, okay? And a few of those things are things that you should already know about, and that's the history of the King of the Ring. Now, we got to pay respect to the beautiful ladies that are on the screen. We're going to talk about that today as well. We're going to talk about AEW Dynamite as well also. And why, and again, Swerve Strickland's a sucker duck for how they're booking him. That's all I'm going to say. Straight up sucker duck. But from the inception to the modern day legacy, we're going to step into the square circle today as we dive into the legacy that is the King of the Ring. We've had some great guys. We've had some bad guys. We had a couple of good guys. But they're trying to revamp it. And to think business, you got to say, well, it's not the Big Four leaving outside the country, so I really don't give a damn, right? The Big Four is in the United States of America. Let them have King of the Ring. Let them have Clash of the Castle, you know? Let them have a Fast Lane. I don't give a hot dog damn, as Dice Man would say. Back to the point system today. I don't care. So let's go ahead and just talk the week in wrestling. Whenever the executive consultant will pop on, I'll let him come on the program. But right now, I just see a oasis. So today, just real fast, because it's been in my... Is it like crawl? Like my crawl? Or is it whatever it is? You know, it's been in my shit. Okay? AEW, right? And shout out to Dan the Man and, you know, Vincent LaSpada of his cheesesteaks and got some good turkey subs as well. Really does make good sandwiches, by the way. Can somebody tell me the last time there was a champion? I'm not going to make this about black wrestlers matter. I made that last week, okay? That was what last week was for. Today's just today. And it's today. Willow, powerbombing. You know, I'm surprised Mercedes Moné didn't get hurt. Am I wrong for saying that? Can I be that black wrestling fan to say, oh, shit, she took a bump? It's been like forever since we had seen her take a bump. You know, I just want that to be known. But it doesn't matter. Daniel Bryan was there. Woohoo! Daniel Bryan on TV. What's going on, Uncle P? Fire Nice Podcast. Anybody but New York teams. How about that? How about and Boston? I'm never going to cheer for anything Boston. I'm going all for the West. All right. I'm going all for the West. All about the Timberwolves. That's all I care about. Okay. Nothing else matters. And Cat, your weak ass is still weak. You had that little ass white boy scarting you last night, and you were barely getting them damn buckets in the bucket. If you don't get some damn inner testicular fortitude, go watch Mick Foley videos, get tossed off the hell in a cell, and get some balls. Like Toyota. Boy, that is Mercedes Monet, a.k.a. Sasha freaking Banks. I'm just calling her Toyota, okay? Damn. That's from Chi-Town. Miss you. What's going on? It's our 30th year anniversary, dog. I'm feeling old. Been 30 years we graduated high school. Shit. But we get the contract signing, right? Which this is pretty entertaining, right? You got to say, oh, we're getting the contract signed. This is great, right? This is awesome. This is what we want, right? We want the contract signing. We want all the things that could be the things we need them to be to have us put over Willow and Toyota Monet. You got me calling this girl Toyota Monet. That's wrong, Vaughn. Okay, you should be ashamed of yourself for that, sir. That is wrong. Damn. Keep your mic right here. Good volume. Appreciate it. I'm not touching a damn thing. Listen, you know you can't write me nothing.
That's a okay, private chat. Jesus.
I know that, okay? I am literally, what's my man from Anchorman? Ron Burgundy. If it's on the screen, if I see it, I read it, okay? Toyota Monet, I'm done. I didn't call that, by the way. That's bones. I can't even steal that one, okay? I hate sometimes y'all come up with cooler shit than me. You know what I mean? Because I can give you the motherfucking props. So, you know, even Mid Morgan's not mine, okay? You know, you may come up with them. I make them sound better. Willow got the best of Mercedes on the microphone. You know what? Jeffrey, you knocked her, you. The guy I know this year, no matter what, will make the right decision and make me back to back.
Previously on the Mike Knox Show.
Best UTR wrestling show.
For that. Well, that's a shame on you because guess what? It wasn't. It wasn't the NXT show this year. Okay? It's the one who puts the asses in the seats, people. Thank you. So you're intelligent enough to know that, and I give you the credit for that.
You know it's not happening this year, right?
Well the numbers speak otherwise. So if we're going to allow the people to vote, you know, if he's the executive consultant, I have some users that will come on here. Make sure you catch me on Sports Gamers Online tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. We'll give you some more information about college football and NCAA, EA college football, that is, as we go live again tomorrow night. Thank you for the 5K that came over there and followed me back over here. So I appreciate you. You know what I mean? I'm going to start now calling myself not just the tribal chief, you guys acknowledge me for those who are intelligent wrestling fans, but I'm now the people's host. The people's host, okay? Y'all haven't seen this because it doesn't matter because this is the Mike Knox Show. It's okay. It's okay to what did Ice Cube him say? Bow down. West Side Connection said bow down to a beta that's greater than you. Okay, it's okay. I still acknowledge everybody on Unpopular Review, but Jeffrey, yes. Mercedes Monet, to me, for a long time, has been getting onto the microphone. It's nothing new to me with that. She is a remnant of the Four Horsewomen. She's an all-time great. She's someone that the wrestling industry seems to love in Mercedes Monet that went out, gambled on herself, and no matter what, got that bag. So it doesn't matter what I say or anybody else who says about her. She's forever goated in the top 10 conversation to me, right? Unless she completely falls out and we forget her. This is this run, which hasn't been that great, but we haven't really seen it. And she doesn't come back to the machine, which is the WWE. We're going to see her still be a top 10 person. But microphone-wise, that's never been her biggest enemy. She can combat. She can come and do some things. She can out-wrestle a lot of these girls. But Willow Nightingale is really, really good. And make sure you guys check that out this week as well. Mercedes is still WWE Sasha Banks in AEW. She always will be. All right? And we see her here getting body slammed, powerbombed through this. I've always liked Willow Nightingale. Shout out to the DMV Zone, Willow Nightingale. But I thought this segment was the best segment of AEW is why I'm talking about it. And then it's bullshit. Okay? Here's why I call it bullshit. And I said, look, so then he kind of rubbed his brow. I don't know if that's something that he agreed with or the fact that I said bullshit. You know, Z, that he hates the fact that we say fuck, shit, balls, earmuffs, okay, on this program. And that's since Mike Knox. I don't do this all the time. I don't, yeah, but if I choose to say this was some bullshit, I could say it. But I'm not sure if that's why he did it or not. I'm just picking on him because you can't see his face right now. I can, as we bring him on momentarily. But I'm going to say what I don't like. I know we got to have new inventive type things. Oh, stop. No. Stop. I know we have to have these things. But then, I've never understood. Why is the champion, right? And it happened with Samoa Joe. They've done this. So I'm saying it now. Why does the champion have to be in an eliminator match? What the fuck does that make? Because they never get pinned. AEW, man, I'm sorry. I will forever cheer for you, but just never understand you. And that's what hurts my jolly green giant, if you will. I just don't understand your booking, okay? Neck brace broken, whatever the hell it takes. Listen, cocaine is a hell of a drug. It's okay. I don't judge you for that. If that's the rumor. I don't know for sure. I've never been with you with any dollar bills around. I don't know, okay? That's your life. But yet again, Swerve gets punked. This is Swerve Strickland. He is your Scorpio Sky that couldn't reach to the brass ring. Oh, shit, I'm wrong. What happened to him? He just faded like, what's the girl from, what's the Family Matters? She went upstairs and she never came back. That's Scorpio Sky. He just went up. He was in the press box.
Judith Winslow.
Then he just was gone. Winslow's. Now you got a black champion. People are waiting for black. Now he's a champion people like. And all of a sudden, for a month now, this man has not been celebrated as a champion. AEW, fix your shit. Okay? Fix your shit. Okay? So, the second consultant's backstage. I think it's time. It's about, what, about 17 minutes in. Okay, I'll be nice. All right. You're my guy. Let's bring him on right now. Second consultant. How you doing, sir?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing better than them. How you doing, sir? I'm going to be nice today. You know, you just had a birthday. So I'm going to play nice to you.
I appreciate the birthday wishes.
Because you play rude.
I don't know what you're talking about. To the haters in the back, you know, whatever. Just continue to be a hater. In the meantime, I will say that your little thing that you had to yourself about winning the thing last year is not going to happen again this year. That's what you guys said that was correct.
You had to appear in enough shows consistently to even be nominated. If you have not had 27 episodes, I want to say 30, you don't even qualify to participate.
I won best host last year.
Because you saw the voting and only you. No one knows that to be true. No one knows if I won fairly.
It wasn't fair. You wouldn't have won that best show. Keep that in mind.
All I'm saying is this. Enough of that. We're here for this. And that is the week in pro wrestling. So I talk AEW. Anything you want to say about AEW? Because I just can't.
Sasha Banks Sasha Banks is actually doing what she needs to do in AEW. Is she's building up that women's division. If you can't see it, I don't know why. Willow Nightingale's stock has risen so much because of Sasha Banks. Now I see her going to WWE. She's doing a fantastic job. They're about to main event a pay-per-view. All the credit in the world goes to Sasha Banks.
If I had a shot right now, shout out to Jack Packers. I would have a shot for you right now because, damn, I've never seen or thought you would say anything in a positive about AEW. And not that you haven't been always a dick about AEW because sometimes they deserve to be treated like a dick, right? But to say that, I didn't say I didn't like the segment.
But you said it was the best segment. I heard you.
Okay. Because it was the best segment of AEW.
But this little thing, what did I see? Something about Sasha. Oh, Toyota Monet? Toyota Monet?
That's funny. Listen, for someone who's an executive asshole, you would think you would stop being mad about people saying Tony Stank? Paging Zoe Stank? Because us X-Men fans know it's a play on X-Men. It's not for if you unintelligent, watched, unknowing masses don't understand. No one's disrespecting this woman. She can kick your ass for sure and definitely mine if she aims to blow the belt.
There, Tony Stank.
See? Stank? Paige Tony Stank? I'm just saying, right? Mid Morgan. You don't agree with that? It's just funny. I'm not saying this is actually true things about these women.
Liv Morgan
AEW feels like an episode
Raw.
Of WCW.
Best
said,
woman on Raw
hold
right
on. Hold on. Hold on. Said. Am I wrong for saying I like WCW Saturday night? Like, if I happen to watch a WCW Saturday night, it was wrestling and I was happy. What happened to us since being happy we had wrestling? It's the oversaturation of the shit. It has to be. But you can pack away. You know, Dice Man, right? For what it's worth. Gets on my effing nerves. Don't watch shit until it complete till it concludes. And then has the nerve to be an asshole because he's if you're the executive asshole, he's the VP of assholes. Okay? Of I don't care about your damn show why it's on. I don't give a shit. Then it goes off maybe 9 months later. Yo, that's actually a good ass show, yo. What you have to say at that point.
Don't get mad when I start posting spoilers. That's all I have to say.
Listen, you have 72 hours.
You have 72 hours.
You have 72 hours, and that's it. Don't look at my timeline, because Ghost is coming out. But let's talk wrestling here now. The names all come with these wrestlers. So, see, they do. They just do. It's like KRS-One having a verse. Oh, shit. Y'all don't know who that is. My bad. It's like Kendrick Lamar having a verse. Okay. Hey there. I got a new haircut yesterday. Listen. Is it new or is it just a haircut? If it's just a haircut because you got a haircut, then hey, good. You got a haircut. But if you get a new haircut, how does that shit look? Right? You get me saying you got a haircut and it ain't, you know, and you got some of them haircuts from my man from South Central. Oh, you know, out here looking like Chris. You can't be doing that. You gotta go to a barber.
Swerve, because I'm gonna talk about this real quick because I know you want to move on besides talking about yourself, what you like doing on your show. But Swerve Strickland, he is looking weak to a certain extent, but he has to look weak going up against Christian Cage because everybody knows Christian Cage is not going to win it. So they have to have him take a few L's going into that because he's going to win, okay. Right? But he's taking all the victory. He's facing a single somebody every single week. He's having a match. He's winning those matches. So he's still looking strong and winning those matches. He just loses because he's going up against an entire faction.
Okay.
Right? He's not supposed to win. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is the Grow Home show for Double or Nothing. So this week, he better get his comeuppings.
Yes.
This is the week that he gets it.
He probably will because he's facing Nick Cage on Wednesday. Okay. And yeah. He's going
to
win. So.
Okay. So to go back to that statement. It's about at some point he shouldn't be having to play because he hasn't done this before. The guy who has to overcome. That's not been his gimmick. So to have Swerve Strickland, the best wrestler in that company that's active, okay, not look strong anywhere. The stuff come out about the daughter and stuff, I thought it was a good turn on again. And I love Christian. I'm a more Christian fan than I am an Edge fan. Hell, my son's name is Christian. Okay? So it's not that. It's that at some point, this has not been his character. So why does his character all of a sudden takes a complete nosedive because he's champion? That's what my problem is.
I'm not so sure it's him being champion. I think it's more of him turning face. That's caused this problem.
Well, he was kind of a tweener in the first place. Face in the first place. I still think that's up for the interpretation depending on how you carry your character. This is what I will never get with anybody. And again, this is the Mike Knox show, so you don't like it. Listen anyway. Because the fans cheer for you doesn't change what your trajectory is. Roman Reigns was a heel. I don't give a damn how many people put the ones up. He's a heel. Right? He was never truly a face. Even going against Samoa Joe, there's nothing face about his character besides the fact that he's cool and hip to some people, because AEW crew couldn't stand him for like 8 months, and all of a sudden they were like, ooh, swerve when I drive. You know, whatever the fuck that shit is. So, but that's not enough. We're going to take a break real soon, but before we do that, I do want to get into Monday Night Raw, right? And the biggest face in professional wrestling, Jey Uso. Hey, Jeff, are you listening? Did you share my shit this time? Is that good? Because you'll be sharing my shit. I'll be having to share my own shit. You share about your shit. You don't share my shit in the chats. Okay, don't give me that head rub thing. Okay, I'm on fire today. Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. Listen, I'm just saying, Jeff, I'm going to pick on you because I think you deserve to get picked on for saying the dumb shit you said last week. You know, with all due respect. Trick Williams over Jey Uso as the biggest face in wrestling. I need you to pay attention, my man. There's a song. Chris loves the movie called Sister Act. Wake up and pay attention. Jey Uso is the biggest face in wrestling. Okay? But what no one talked about last week, and I can't remember the line exactly, so if you know it exactly, please chime in, type it in the chat, comment below, and let me know. But my man, Drew McIntyre, your ideal wrestler, and you said it, and I've never not went against it since. If you're going to build a professional wrestler off of stature, it has to be this man, Drew McIntyre. But he's gotten so great on the mic, okay? Better than he's ever been to me, because they're allowing him to be a little free, okay? That man said one of my favorite lines of all time, right? The devil's biggest trick is convincing that he didn't exist. CM Punk's biggest trick is showing that he's not a drug addict, but he looks like a drug addict. Because I've openly always said, and I'm a CM Punk mark, there's nothing straight edge about him. He's a professional wrestler, okay? At some point, your ass is taking some kind of prescription drug. It's just what it is, okay? I don't believe none of the sort. So if you're saying you're straight edge from marijuana and coke and ecstasy and that kind of shit, then hey, that's some good shit, okay? But you're taking some kind of opiate. Okay, it's that simple. But when he said that line, Chris, I lost my shit. I said, wow. I can't remember the last time I felt, and I'm a CM Punk mark. Y'all know all my stuff that I have. I am a CM Punk mark. I've never cannot remember the last time. That makes no sense, right? I can't remember the last time someone got the best of Chicago made Punk. I just can't remember that.
Charlotte Flair is the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
Chris, your take on this segment, because I thought he just destroyed it right here. Drew is he has been a menace. If I didn't do gravestones and stuff, I would buy that shirt. But I love seeing Punk too much. It's like insulting. Your takes, man, because I think he's killing Punk right now.
I wouldn't say he's killing Punk. I would say that he's very good at what he does. And he's been good at what he does all year, just like you said. At the beginning of the year, he's been doing freestyle, freeform. He's been doing Twitter and everything like that. But when he's face-to-face with CM Punk, he never does get that come up.
No, he doesn't.
CM Punk always has to not be there, and then he gets all his little shine in. But when he is in the ring or in the face with him, like when CM Punk was in the ring and he was up in the stands looking like a fool because he went up there looking for him, and CM Punk was in the ring.
But that's editing, though. That's not him.
But while CM Punk was in the ring, Drew McIntyre was up there looking stupid. Okay, that's one. All right, now still Drew McIntyre, he's fine. It's not like he got buried or anything, but that's the situation. Then you have to think about WrestleMania.
When he gets better every time he sees he takes a deal and
you know what I'm saying? So he has to get his comeuppance. It's where does Drew go from here? And right now they're taking a detour because they want CM Punk to heal. He'll be back sooner rather than later. And they want to see what's going on between Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest at Clash of the Castle, because that's when that world title's on the line. One of two things is going to happen. It's going to be CM Punk costing him that match also, or Drew McIntyre winning that championship so he can defend it at SummerSlam against CM Sucks.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. See, hold on. I don't need you here if you're going to talk like that. Okay. There will be no... What the... Shots fired? You sack of horse shit. Okay. You know what? Take a damn break. Take a commercial. I have nothing else to say right now. I am utterly fucking pissed.
Welcome to the SmackDown Penitentiary.
But the problem is, you got SummerSlam in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard anybody say, let's go to vacation in Cleveland? What's so good about Cleveland?
Not a person.
Joe Kim Noah.
And I think there's a good thing going on here with a little bit of a roster split and a shakeup to where if you go and you look, not everyone just looks like the prototypical WWE guy. Now you have some indie talent in there that's in the company, and now you have some, you know, guys that are from other places, and you have some actual, you know, NXT guys that have come up. So it's kind of that new wave, and it gives it a fresh vibe and a fresh feel. And I think this is where Triple H could really shine. And I'm hoping that's what happens here. But
and the one problem about this match, Naomi could never wear that outfit again. She could never wear that outfit again because again, you know, like King Corbin. I thought King Corbin had a good ring to it. So, you know, it's just who does the moniker King fit with? King Gunther.
It's of course
it's for his taking. Of course, I'm Jey Uso marked to the death of me, but King Uso, no, it don't. King Jey doesn't give a ring to it. King Dragunov, maybe, but this is really all about Gunther. Like this men's tournament is all about Gunther. I would be surprised if somebody from SmackDown wins the men's side of things. I just and it's all over the arena.
I thought I was watching Dynamite there.
Oh yeah. What the hell? Well, it's better than dude wipes. So.
I like dude wipes. Y'all go get y'all some dude wipes.
No, I like really it in my nice. Bathroom, but I don't like it once.
They're really nice. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing
look
to be ashamed.
Look at my wife.
I think she's married, sir. So, but you know, it's okay. At one point I actually thought that they wrote giving them some, you know, all the man it was salt and pepper was wrote for me. So it's okay. It's all right. Welcome back, y'all, to the Mike Knox Show. Joined today by the executive consultant, executive asshole, executive rain cloud, executive contradiction, whatever you want to call him. He's here to give you some things. And yeah, all this. So today we're talking the week in wrestling so far. I'm going to go through this a little bit faster than normal as well. And I did enjoy this segment that they gave us on Monday Night Raw with El Capitan, if you will, Damian Priest. They're trying so hard to make him a face and make him kind of stand out. Capion, whatever, you know what I'm saying. So don't, you know, listen. Sorry, sir, everybody didn't go to private school. Okay. All right. So, but great segment between them. Then Raw, you know, yet again, you know, AOP, is when I'm hurt again. Like every time I, you know, I can never like AOP because someone always gets hurt. It's like liking your favorite rapper. Someone's always going to get shot. Damn, just give up on it. It's rap is crap anyway. But yet again, the Creed Brothers gets no respect to win the match as they're the best in the match as the WWE heavyweight champions, R-Truth and The Miz sit idly by and watch. But no, look, go to wins again. Finn Balor, right? I said he can't get no shine. Look at that. Same day I say that, he wins the tournament to go against these guys and lose again. But he still takes out, you know, Butch and them, gets the 1-2-3. We get Sami Zayn going against Body by Steak. Doesn't matter, my guy. This, y'all going to respect my man Bronson Reed, okay? Because when he comes off that top rope, I'm sorry, y'all. I don't care what y'all say. That shit is devastating. Ain't none of y'all taking that bump. That's for sure. But Sami Zayn wins this. Triple Threat coming up this week. Then we get more stuff in the women's Queen of the Ring tournament as my girl, and she just won't win, but Sky wins again because she's just like, she can't really wrestle her ass off, y'all. All right. Damage Control minus Asuka still rolling on. Then we get, you know, Becky Lynch. My daughter, like, literally hates her now. I don't understand that. Like, y'all with a bitch, Becky Hogan. Give that girl her respect. Don't matter. They come interrupt the match and start to whip her ass. And then, oh, look at that. We get Lillian Garcia back. I was like, no, slow your roll. Samantha ain't the greatest. It's Jillian.
Lillian
Garcia. Well, I say Jillian. I did say Jillian. Okay. Remember that one who tried to keep singing and she couldn't sing? Thank you. Lillian Garcia comes back. Boom. You know what I mean? Everybody's happy. And then this match, yet again, King Gunther. Bro, Drew been cooking. The Sheamus is still line of the year. I don't know. That CM Punk one was hilarious to me. He's still like a drug addict. No matter how much they try, doesn't matter. Gunther wins the match. Then Jay, main event. Uso takes on Dragunov. Doesn't matter. Uso spear. Dragunov gives his all. Doesn't matter. at the end, they tease this towards Imperium. Maybe, just maybe, Estella, Wrestling Dolls' pick of the Imperium being a top five faction will come to pass. Okay? We never know. It's like, how many looks it take to get to the Retentero Pops? They said three. Are you sure? Okay? But we go face to face with the biggest face in wrestling versus Gunther. Everybody thinks this is your main event today. Winner goes to King of the Ring in Saudi Arabia. Talk about that a little bit later. Who I think is going to win this thing right here? I don't think it's King Gunther. All right. What'd that say? I missed that one. J. Midcard Uso. But he hasn't won nothing. Okay. But I wouldn't call him Midcard there. That's just disrespectful to the, you know, come on now. The man's the biggest face in wrestling.
We see who wasn't out there with the ones. He wasn't out there with the ones. He wasn't throwing the ones up.
Then we get to SmackDown real fast. And just to me, I thought SmackDown was a better show than Raw. I don't know why Raw is getting a lot of hate lately from people. I think they give Raw as a 3-hour show. It needs to be covered in a 3-hour kind of way. I think the matches that they give us all make sense in how the length of the matches and whatnot be. And SmackDown is a shorter show. It's a network television show. So it has to be geared differently. So it's just about one, you know, one actually gives me a wrestling show that's better than NXT in the sense of it's wrestling with storyline, because I think the main roster is better than NXT. And then SmackDown gives me a little bit of both of them in a shorter, condensed form. So I don't get why people are not liking these programs. But SmackDown to me this past week was fire. Hence why I think, you know, a lot of kudos out to the SmackDown review show. They get to come talk about the best show there is. The rest of us got to wait until it surpasses. But we get Cody Rhodes and the real mega superstar, yeah! Logan Paul. Yeah! They're going to Cleveland, yeah! And no one gives a shit, yeah! Unless you're from Cleveland, okay? And y'all give me my damn props too, Dice, okay? You're a Knicks fan. Don't you quote a damn Chicago Bull talking about the damn Cleveland places. You don't never say that line. Say that line all the damn time. And like find one. Matter of fact, where's my game cup?
Joakim Noah was a Knick. He robbed us of $74 million courtesy of Phil Jackson.
You're not the man. Who if he robbed every time I played him on the game, you go, yeah, he stole money. He stole money. He stole money. He stole money. Get your ass. Get shit. Damn it. Now, back to SmackDown. Right? First of all, help me out, executive consultant, because you know this kind of shit. That lawyer was somebody else. Reverend Daddy, I've seen that man.
You have seen him before. I cannot tell you where from, but you have seen him before. I will throw a shout out to Mr. Prime in the back of Logan Paul, because he is the Florida heavyweight champion of one of the that I managed for. So it was nice to see him.
Oh, somebody back there. Okay, Jacksonville, stand up. Dude, no, shut the fuck up, Vol. All right, so then we get the guy that we don't know that we know, but he was doing something as somebody's lawyer. And listen, I'm liking the commissioners. I like that they both stand firm in what they're trying to get, you know, going through. And I'm here for Nick Aldis right now. I really do get, like, enough of that shit. It's like, yo, we're not talking about my title. Huh?
The GMs also.
What I call them?
Commissioners.
Commissioners, GMs. Like, again, sorry, some of us didn't go to private school. All right? Sorry. You know, my mom didn't drop me off in a Winnebago.
I don't understand what private school has to do with anything, but that's fine.
Okay. GM. General manager. Commissioner. All the same shit. Unless you're President Jack Tunney. Okay? Now, I like this segment. Loved it very much. I'm a big fan of both guys. Cody's still doing the same to me. I think I need to give Cody his props. Leave alone. Then we get, just can we have a moment of silence for the Bianca Britt? Okay. She pregnant, y'all, but she wrestling. That ain't true. I saw today. Somebody was a tweet or some shit I seen. Should have pulled out or some shit like that. What I saw. She ain't pregnant, y'all.
Dawkins said that. Yeah.
I've never seen them let a woman wrestle while she's pregnant before. So I can't imagine that Bianca's pregnant at this moment.
Have wrestled pregnant before. Becky Lynch wrestled when she was pregnant.
What time? Because when she was in the pandemic era, matter of fact, Dyson showed that today, they stopped her from wrestling in that moment. Correct. Once they knew that she was pregnant.
She they knew she was pregnant going into the match with.
How did you know that they knew she was pregnant? Who told you? Wait, what outlet told you that they knew she was pregnant? She wrestled those.
Well, matches? my name is not Mad Dog. I actually
no,
do.
No, nope. And I'm asking a question. Wait,
it wasn't an outlet. It was people who work for the company.
Okay, that's a lot.
Becky Lynch, they knew she was pregnant going into her match with Shayna, so they actually dialed that match down a lot.
Okay.
And then they had her drop the belt the next night or the night or two after.
Cool beans. Well, hopefully she's not pregnant, because she's pregnant. Say goodbye to Bianca Belair, Jonathan Horatio, John Cena. Okay. The greatest female wrestler right now on the roster. Okay. And on her way to actually surpassing Charlotte Flair, to be honest with you. To me.
She is that big. Yes. I think it would be a big loss.
Yeah. So. Let's just hope that Montez missed because the WWE is okay. Well,
were you the one? Somebody was the one that said that if she were to get pregnant, that she is.
Yeah, I think she's done 100%. I from watching the show, I said that on the SmackDown Penitentiary this past week. I truly do believe that just from watching. She's so, and I remember saying it to my wife afterwards. She's very OCD when it comes to chores and accomplishments and things like that, right? And so because of that, I could be completely wrong. I don't know the girl. You know what I'm saying? This is Mike Knox's opinion, okay? I think she's going to disappear for a while. A lot of these girls have a baby. They take their babies on the road, and they do those kind of things. And her fantasy type that that's what you're going to do, they will do that. So maybe that could be a possibility. Just from what I've witnessed from the TV show that is still edited, I feel that she wouldn't do that, okay? But she takes on Tiffany Stratton. Tiffy time. It ain't over. But y'all thought she was going to lose this match. Oh, Bianca's leg is hurt. That's going to be the way to make her win. No. But the best part about this whole thing was not just her beating her. And, you know, shout out to Mike Knox and the cameraman and the shots I pick every week. What's going on? But, okay, these guys, someone talk, oh, yeah, no, you were going to lose that match. Nobody cares. The new bloodline. But what we do care about was this. The perfect way to have these two ladies go at it, executive consultant. If one thing we do share in common here, it's the love of this budding rivalry that I know you believe in and I believe in, that I also said publicly and amongst other people, too soon. This was a pay-per-view caliber match that they gave you on SmackDown. And the only way to end this match, the way you ended it, was to have a disqualification. And I loved every bit of the storyline. Wrestling is storyline. Hashtag fuck you, Dave Meltzer. Okay. Oh yeah. I'm sorry. I got a new one too. Fuck you, SRS. Is that his initials? Did I say it right? Okay. There it is. Fuck you too. Okay. So just how else you end this? But making, I love me some Nia. Okay. But Jake Cargill shouldn't beat her this soon on a paper, on a SmackDown. If you're gonna beat Nia Jax, to me, the most dominant female wrestler there is, didn't say the best, said the most dominant. She should not lose on regular television. I thought it was brilliant to have them switch the roles and have Jade get disqualified. Now people want to call it a botch, whatever. Guess what? You can't do it. So we're gonna move on from that. All right. Brilliant fiction finish. Brilliant execution. I love this part. My daughter, shout out to Michaela Wonders. She is writing a book. Have you guys even got a driver's license? Are you still borrowing money from your mama? My daughter's writing a book, y'all. And she's only 15 years old. I'm just going to say that. Shout out to my daughter. Right? She said, mommy! Right? Not as perfect the way that they make them look strong. Absolutely. Completely perfect. Curt hitting all the way. Okay? You instantly in this moment stop thinking she could be the heel of her and Bianca. We knew she was a heel before. She seems to play that very well. It's okay. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I loved it. Even Nia Jax with her curls on. Got the Dice Man backstage. He loves it. He has the curls on. And for whatever secret, stupid thing this makes sense to have, she never loses when she has the curls. Just so you guys know. When it's straight, she loses. But they say when she has the curls, she wins. Executive consultant, your takes on this whole thing, because I just...
That curl take is so dumb. I don't even know what we're saying. that's like when Michael Cole talks about Sarah Logan and the fucking antlers. you know, congratulations, Sarah Logan, who is confirmed pregnant. Now, that being said, no, I agree with you. You said everything that needed to be said. I mean, it was a great way to have this match. Nia Jax is the biggest heel in wrestling as far as the women are concerned, by far. And she proves it right here. Even when she says, your mother sucks, she just looks so real. So I liked it. And Nia, who I, you know, spoiler, I still think that's your queen of the ring right there. I think she deserves it.
Well, we're going to talk about that momentarily. But then we get Randy versus Melo, big man versus tiny man, because that's how he looked in the match to me. Melo cannot. I'm sorry. More and more, I tend to respect Melo. What
was that? Okay. Say, wrap it up, B.
Yeah. More and more, I respect Melo. But this match, yo,
his entrance song is good.
Not just his entrance song is good, but Melo is money. And Melo looked good in this match. Right? He did. But people give Melo his credit, because you can insert any of the greatest RKOs in the history of RKO to them. They are credited, which not getting respect to, the wrestler. Okay? Melo made this happen, y'all. You gotta do is catch him. Evan Bourne, Seth Rollins. What a match. Your take, so we can move on.
Good match. Did what I had to do. I need to see more Melo. Ding dong, you're wrong, Chris. Nia Jax isn't the bring. Oh, I'm sure she's not the bring, Charmaine.
The bring.
She's trying to say queen.
Okay.
But because she said that ding dong shit, I'm not going to acknowledge it.
Oh, okay. That's you. Okay. Hey, Charmaine, how you doing? Listen, we're going to get into the weekend wrestling. Y'all, we'll be right back.
Yo, it's crime time.
EST.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man. NWO. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
Hello there, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is King Von Jr. of the Victorious Ones podcast and Perfect Plex Talk Radio. Radio here to give you the week in wrestling history. On May 19th, 1996, of course, was known as, you know, was one of the more infamous moments, or legendary moments, rather, I like to call it, in WWE wrestling history, known as the curtain call. You know, and of course, that's when, you know, that's when the clique got together and broke kayfabe, hence Shawn Michaels and Razor, hence why I'm wearing this shirt. You know what I mean? Of course, that was the legendary curtain call. And of course, like I said, Shawn Michaels, Razor Ramon, Diesel, and Triple H all getting together. You know, even though Triple H suffered the most consequences, but still a legendary moment nonetheless. Of course, on May 20th, 2011 was the tragic death of the legendary Macho Man, Randy Savage. May 21st, 2000 was when The Undertaker made his return at Judgment Day as he interrupted the Iron Man match for the WWF Championship between The Rock and Triple H, with Shawn Michaels as the guest referee. May 22nd, of course, 2016, WWE Extreme Rules took place at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. And of course, in the main event, we saw Roman Reigns retain the WWE Championship against AJ Styles in an Extreme Rules match. Great match, by the way. May 23rd, 1999, of course, that was a day that goes on in infamy as the tragic death of Owen Hart at WWF Over the Edge, 1999. Of course, that would end up being the very last time they would do a pay-per-view call, you know, with that name, sadly. And of course, that night, Undertaker defeated Stone Cold for the WWF title, but it was overshadowed by, you know, by that tragedy. Rest in peace, Owen. Of course, on the same day in 2006, on a SmackDown taping, Bobby Lashley won the WWE United States Championship with an 82-second victory over JBL. And of course, in 2010, on that same day, WWE presented the Over the Limit pay-per-view, where John Cena retained the WWE title against Batista in an I Quit match. And of course, those were things. Those are the events that happened between the week of May 19th to the 23rd, as far as birthdays. On May 19th, Andre the Giant would have turned 78. On May 20th, Road Dogg turns 54. May 21st, Mr. T turns 72. Woman, course, woman would have turned 60. May 22nd, Bray Wyatt would have turned 32nd. I mean, would have turned 37, excuse me. May 22nd, Bray Wyatt would have turned 37. Daniel Bryan turns 43. And Brian Pillman would have turned 62. And that is your week in wrestling history. Mike Knox, back to you.
You ready? You ready? Let's go! At the money, now you're all what you getting in. Perfect Flex Radio, got them listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, it's a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more.
And I am here. Just my screen's not. What's going on, Executive Consultant? And thank you for joining me today and this week in wrestling. But today, I know you guys do your top five. You and Dice Man has kind of spearheaded that a little bit more than me and you normally do, when it's me and you doing it more than anybody else lately. But this week, y'all did the King of the Rings. That's what we were in that month. We're leading up to that. And so I didn't want to kind of like copy y'all a little bit, but I had to, how can I say it? Put in perspective of where I wanted for the King of the Ring, right? Like, you, we have prediction shows. We don't have what I do and what I, you know, so I gotta say what I feel. So, this is where we are right now in the King of the Ring, right? We have this coming up tonight. We got Valkyria versus, Sky. We got Nia Jax taking on Bianca Belair this Friday. And this is what I think is going to happen. I think it's Bianca that wins. All right. This is my, what I think they're going to do happen, but I'm with you as a consultant. I think, because I'm going to lead you in right here, it should be Nia Jax. Queen Nia just sounds great to me. Right. But I'm curious if they're going to give one or two HTS people to do it on the Raw side. And that's where I hope Triple H doesn't pull that trigger. But I think it's going to be Bianca Belair. She's over. We know that. What we think about her, where she stands in the hierarchy of professional wrestling right now. Then the men's side, we got King Gunther, we got Jey Uso, we got Randy Orton, and we got Tama Tonga. I think it's too obvious to be Gunther. And I think this entire thing, especially if you have not watched Raw and its Raw way of doing things, and SmackDown and its SmackDown way of doing things, you're going to get a bloodline King. Why not main event Jey Uso? We're looking at names and how they ring and how they sound. King main event. You know what I'm saying? King Uso, King Jey against Tama Tonga, beating Randy on SmackDown. I'm predicting that this week. This is what I think they're going to do with it. I think it's Jey Uso. I think to have him in Saudi Arabia and that crowd, like a yes chant, this is what they're going to do. But this weekend, we got, and this is real fast, Dice, Executive Consultant. We got the triple threat match. I'm thinking my man Sami Zayn's coming on top. We got Mitt Morgan taking on Becky Hogan. I got Becky Hogan winning. When we got, Cody Rhodes is not losing. We're going to leave that where it is, okay? But in the history of King of the Rings, Executive Consultant, it has been a lot of history here. I want to just paint this a little bit. Don Morocco, Harley Race, Randy Macho Man Savage, and DiBiase in 98. Look at the gaps sometimes they take. It was early on. It was really good there. How the hell is Tito Santana a King of the Ring? Andre! Did we get the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be? Bret the Hitman Hart. We get us back to back with Bret the Hitman Hart the next time they have it. And then you had to give it to Owen. I watched all Saturday. I watched all these King of the Rings, though. They were really good King of the Ring matches and things like that. Then King Mabel, and somebody said, what the fuck? King Mabel's the worst King of the Ring of all. I'm going to tell you why I disagree with that. He could be acting like a king. I love y'all show y'all had this past weekend. You know the worst king of all? The worst king of all Kings of the Ring? Steve Austin. He had the greatest reign of the 316 said I just picked your ass, but he acted like a king. Triple H. Prince Sandrock,
Billy Gunn, Angle in 2000. Then we disappear after Edge, which is one of my favorite, by the way. I love Edge being a King of the Ring. Brock Lesnar, Booker T, the greatest king of all the kings of all time. Executive consultant, do me a favor. Read that to the people, please.
This is not widely known, but before King of the Ring became a pay-per-view event in 1993, the WWF held the King of the Ring tournament almost every year dating back to 1985. If you love wrestling trivia, make sure to bring this up the next time you and your friends are having a contest. Here are the winners of the King of the Ring prior to 1993. Brock Lesnar was the last King of the Ring winner due to the WWE dropping the tournament and adding Bad Blood pay-per-view for the Raw brand in June of 2003. 2006 King of the Ring, Booker T via defeating Bobby Lashley. The King of the Ring tournament was brought back to WWE in 2006 exclusively for the SmackDown brand. Matches took place on SmackDown the weeks prior to Judgment Day. 2008 King of the Ring, William Regal via defeating CM Sucks. The King of the Ring tournament was brought back to WWE in 2008 as part of a three-hour edition of Monday Night Raw. The tournament was held in one night featuring William Regal defeating CM Sucks in the finals. 2010 King of the Ring, Sheamus via defeating John Morrison. The King of the Ring tournament was brought back to WWE in 2010 as part of a three-hour edition on Monday Night Raw. Qualifying matches took place with tournament concluding on November 29th, 2010. Sheamus defeats John Morrison in the finals.
King of the Ring, I think, had a aura over it, Chris, where it was comparable, if you will, to some would say the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship. I can hate on New York teams all I want to, and I will, with all my breath I have in my life. But Madison Square Garden is the mecca. It's where you want to go because it is New York, right? So you want to beat their ass in New York City. Shout out to the Pacers. I can't even share it. That sounds blasphemy, even saying that coming out of my mouth. The Pacers, ill, okay? But the King of the Ring matches, 85, like I said, Don Morocco, 86, Harley Race, 87, Randy Savage. I challenge you guys. Y'all both put Booker T one. Why not Macho King? He changed his whole moniker in that, too. I got to look into that a little bit more. Remember, we'll do that future next week. Couple ways, we'll have Fantasy Warfare, King Macho versus King Booker. Hey, CM, don't suck. I'm with you. That's this moron back here. Oh, I can't call him Ron. He's actually not stupid. But 1990, we had no event took place in 91. Bret Hart, yes, the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever was.
Have the insights to do it.
Every time. Right. So then everybody over the years, as a consultant, really, really, really put Stone Cold as the And you guys said this, you know, and this is why I love that I turned my moniker, the show for the intelligent wrestling fan, here at the best damn show on radio networks, and I added it to Unpopular Review, not just especially Unpopular Review Wrestling, the show for the intelligent wrestling fans, because you guys are, you and Dice did the King of the Ring top five kings, and everybody said Stone Cold. Like, I watched it. I just watched it, right? So, and I remember watching. You can't watch wrestling and read it. You can't comment about the Attitude Era and didn't live it, right? So to live it and then rewatch it, and I've rewatched it multiple times, but watching it again in preparation for today's show, him saying what he said to Jake the Snake was crazy, okay? Like, just to think, if you're any man of faith, what Stone Cold Steve Austin said, go thump your Bible, go get some liquor, drink up, you're done, get up out of here, go read your Bible thumper, John 3:16, no, Austin 3:16 said, just kicked your ass. I don't think that was planned. I don't know. Don't care. The fact that he said it made him forever goated, okay? But he's not the best king of all time, executive consultant. Your takes on him.
I said it this past week. I think I made him number five, and that's just because that's where people considered him to be born, was from the King of the Ring. So because of the character, I gave him the credit. But as Z and I were talking on Thursday, I said that it's really important to me.
Saturday,
whatever day it was. I said it's really important to me that if you're going to be a king, you act the part. And that's why King Booker and Macho Man are my one and two. is because they acted the part. Macho Man turning to Macho King. Booker T turning to King Booker. And the only reason how come I gave him the edge over Macho is because King Booker did more with it. And what I mean by that is he won the World Heavyweight Championship and still kept the gimmick.
Still kept the gimmick.
Still yes. kept the gimmick. Did not drop the gimmick after he won it because that's what brought him to the dance. He didn't drop the King gimmick until he went to TNA.
And neither.
And he still somewhat acted like it.
He did. He did. He did. He definitely did. King, even over there, he carried that accent. But neither King Mabel. They say Mabel was the worst King of the Ring champion of all time. I'm sorry. Did y'all see the list that I just put before y'all? Right? Mabel was not the worst King of the Ring winner of all time. And he carried that moniker also forever. This was his whole thing. He was still known even in, like, the King Mabel. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he was the worst because people were impressed with his athletic skills and they understand why he was pushing to the main event scene. However, I don't believe he was the worst. I think Sheamus was one of the worst, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Wade Barrett.
Sheamus.
Of the worst, in my opinion.
Sheamus was not one of the worst. And listen, look how good this King of the Ring could have turned out that Mabel won, though. You had Taker, Shawn Michaels, you had Pop Holly, you had Razor Ramon, Yokozuna. Like, to say that Mabel didn't have – look what was in this King of the Ring when Mabel won.
And he main evented SummerSlam 95 in a horrible main event that nobody –
It doesn't matter. This is the reason why I talked about it on Saturday. You can mimic me all you want to, you punk-ass friend who did not walk back to the car with me in Dallas. When I tried to – everywhere I go, everybody – I'm going to say it. It is what it is. You don't like it. Listen, anyway, I don't give a shit at this point. I have had a couple shots. Okay? Y'all have belts because of me. Y'all have slammies because of me. I wanted slammies because of Owen Hart. Okay? I don't care. That man had two slammies and an Intercontinental title, and he was goated.
First of all, that was a long walk in that parking lot.
It was a long ass walk.
I agree with you. Owen Hart was so good. I know you always talk about Cody Rhodes and people will talk about Stardust. And you say, you know what? But he actually did Stardust right? I think Cody Rhodes did great with every gimmick he was given. I think the same thing about Owen Hart. Owen Hart was good at every gimmick.
The Rocket, the Red Rooster, everything.
Not the Red Rooster, my God.
You know what I mean? The blue shirt, whatever.
The Blue Blazer.
Yeah, the Blue Blazer. Right? Thank you.
The Red Rooster was somebody else, but the
Blue Blazer, that was Terry Taylor. My bad.
He was turning a corner with the Blue Blazer, unfortunately, before his passing, in my opinion, we became a lot more entertaining. Even with Owen Hart in the Nation, worked for me.
And I hated that. That's the worst Owen Hart I've ever liked, but it still worked because it was Owen. It was Owen.
We joined it. You're like, hold on, this ain't the blacker that Farouk was talking about.
That's not it.
But it ended up working for me, and I liked it. So, I think Owen Hart, I don't know if he was in my top five. If he was, yeah, he was. He was like number four. You know, he deserves it. Owen Hart, man.
Listen, Owen Hart, man.
Picture right there beats every other picture you said of a coronation that I've seen so far.
You told him to get down, Todd Pettingill. Yeah. Owen Hart, listen. So you hated Sheamus.
Not a good King of the Ring. No.
I love Sheamus. The best one that no one ever speaks about for me is Edge. And it's only as corny because for me, it was like they played the whole Canada shit, right? And they were like, we're not going to have a crown. I'm from Canada. I'm going to have a Stanley Cup kind of crown. And they carried the cup everywhere like it was the crown. And that's why I give it to Edge. Yeah, at this point, again,
I didn't want him to win that year. I wanted Kurt Angle to win again. But yeah,
me too.
Remember that King of the Ring was the one with the famous Kurt Angle Shane McMahon match.
It did. Yes, which by the way, it's my favorite King of the Ring match in any King of the Ring. I speak about it all the time. Y'all can put hells and cells in the air. If you watch the documentary, when Kurt Angle he kept trying to suplex his ass, and Shane McMahon said, "Just throw me." I'm tired of it, you soup. Just throw me through the damn. Because he tried like four, missed. He just finally just threw his ass through the thing. They ended up using it as an intro on Raw.
All right.
One of my all-time favorite. That's my all-time favorite moment from King of the Ring. And look at Vaughn backstage looking like a Kobe Bryant that lost to Kobe.
Kurt Angle was a machine. That was his. And that match was his third freaking match of the night, and he put on that kind of performance. This is why, you know, shout out to Dice on this one. You know, he says Kurt Angle is possibly the best professional wrestler of all time. Definitely my favorite professional wrestler of all time.
Yeah. He made a comment. I'm glad you brought that up. And I want to make sure I get it right, because he likes to try, like, you know, do fact checks and have receipts. But all you got to do is watch that one show on Unpopular Review, and you'll know all the receipts are there.
Oh, God, between the two of y'all on this shit.
Listen, well, shut up, first of all. All right, I love you. But he said Kurt Angle, arguably, in most wrestling people's mind, is the number one wrestler of all time. I don't think that's true. That's all. And I love Kurt Angle. I'm not sure. Hold on, stop. Think about it. I've often agree with you. I said number one wrestler inside the square circle is Kurt Angle. The way that he mentioned it, you know how you always corrected me?
That's the way I said it.
Well, no, he didn't. I watched it twice. He didn't say in the squared circle. He just said in most people's minds, best wrestler. Right?
So, wrestler, again, not performer, not entertainer, wrestler. Period.
Well, they're all called professional wrestlers. So you have to.
They're sports entertainers or superstars.
They're all professional wrestlers. At the end of the day, every single one from your locals to your bigs are called professional wrestlers.
I can make an argument he's one of the greatest entertainers, too. I know most people give that to Shawn Michaels, but Kurt Angle.
Oh, I think he's more entertaining than Shawn Michaels. I think with wrestling, like when it comes to sports, it's about where your love is. I think it's your love.
Say it again, Vaughn. I didn't hear you.
That was a surprise to hear Mike say that Angle was more entertaining than Shawn.
No, you know I'm a Shawn Michaels guy. That's my number one wrestler. Okay, but here's why I say it. I'm not the biggest Shawn Michaels fan on the comeback. Where arguably people will say they have that. I liked my, you know, for what it's worth, I'm sexy boy Shawn Michaels. I like that whole thing. I didn't, you know, the coming back with the chaps. Hey, but still Shawn Michaels. I still love them.
Look,
what you say?
I said Diddy will be happy to hear that. Oh, I do.
Don't you mention his name on my show.
I like the fact that
you're on
the 10-second
Sam Wiki. You're on the 10-second Sam Wiki, dog. Do not mention his name on this program. You got like 6 more seconds left.
I'm not going to do that. But I will respect your opinion on that. I can see why you would do, say, pre-injured Shawn Michaels was great.
But I think wrestling's where you like it. Right, we said his name a lot of that. So today he got the most points on the show for being named, being brought up. But I know I'm always number one on his show as well. But it's when it comes to music, what best your music is best you have it your core memory to, right? Mm-hmm. My core memory of Shawn Michaels is the red and the black, the Texas shorts with the Heartbreak Kids, the ones that you see out there. People rock. It's not
his old wrestling gear was.
Yes,
still better.
It's not Shawn Michaels. Yeah. You know, in the chaps. Yeah, Taker, his match, oh, my God, right? But I still go, for me, I know you don't like it. I'm not talking about in their WrestleMania match, but Bret and Shawn put on some of the greatest matches ever.
My favorite Bret and Shawn match actually will be Survivor Series 1992.
They tore the house down in that match. No, it wasn't. But King of the Ring this week, I gave you my winners who I think is going to win it, who, as well. I think Jey Uso wins King of the Ring against Tama Tonga. Mm-hmm. And I got Bianca Belair also winning from the female side. I hope it's Nia.
I'm completely opposite of this. 100% opposite of this. I think it's going to be Nia and Lyra in the finals of the women. I think it's going to be
Somebody else put that in their comments.
I just don't think
I'm going to tell you why I don't think that. Right? And this is all I have to base it off on. And, you know, everything with wrestling, especially we all intelligent, is a crapshoot. Your thoughts versus my thoughts, right?
Right.
That's not what they're paying for over there. It's not here, right? Yeah, it's only 5 matches, which means you're gonna sit there and tell me in the main event you're not gonna give us Jey Uso or Bianca? That ain't happening. That neither one of them are gonna wrestle
is Punk and I'm
that's what I say. What do you mean Punk? No, these are there are 3
Paul.
Matches.
Paul.
Right. There's 5 matches total. The other 2 matches you are saying will not have Bianca Belair in it or Jey Uso in it.
And let me tell you why Bianca Belair is not important to be in it. The Friday Night SmackDown is emanating from Saudi Arabia. You already have your Bianca Belair, right? She's already there. So you're already going to give her a gimme on that one. But the main reason why you're not going to see
I'll give you that.
Bianca Belair does not need it long term. It does nothing for her.
It does nothing for Valkyria.
And she's the biggest one. Lyra needs it because Lyra needs that push because she's going to be a top babyface on Raw. She needs to have that victory. Io does not. That's why, and Nia, straight to, why do we keep putting up a comment for her?
Because she puts up, and she's in the Noxers. That's okay, why we put the comments up.
Put the next one up that she did. Look at this shit. Look at this shit.
What's the next one say? Wrong Chris again.
Wrong Chris. You know what, Charmaine? And I hope Dice clips this because
and we don't give a shit if he apologized. That bullshit.
I guarantee you, Nia Jax is winning the Queen of the Ring.
That is I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
She lost the War Rumble, which she should have won.
I hope you're right.
She lost the Elimination Chamber match at a main event. She was not at WrestleMania, which was freaked up.
The only thing that makes your argument great is that you gave me Bianca's going to be there on SmackDown.
And you mentioned the leg thing earlier. The leg thing was written from the beginning to get her to take that clean loss to Nia that she's going to take on Friday.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay. Okay.
She's already set up. That gives her out.
So, and in the men's side?
Men's side is going to be Gunther and Randy so they can give you this dream match that you possibly never thought you would have wanted to see. It's going to be Gunther and Randy. Randy doesn't need it because he's already established. Jey Uso, the reason how come he's not going to get it because I don't see them doing this Jey Uso versus Tama thing without the storyline part involved in it. So they have to do a bigger one going down.
This is just it. This is the story. How long do you think Roman's going to be out?
Roman's going to be back by SummerSlam.
But that's my point. So you have to get Jimmy back involved. So this is where you started. Everything's about the bloodline.
The next pay-per-view is when they're going to bring so look. You're going to have
You might get Solo on Saudi Arabia.
Suge Knight. I don't know which one of y'all said it, but it was the greatest thing ever. Every time I see Solo, that's all I see is Suge Knight, right? I know they have to start doing the Jimmy J buildup, and then they have to bring in Jeff Cobb, whatever hell his name is. What's his name? Dice, hook me up, Z.
Jacob Fatu.
There we go. That guy, right? He'll be back around. Yeah, I mean, he'll be in a little after Clash of the Castle. Okay. This is all the stuff I'm predicting, but the only thing I'm going to give you 100% guarantee. Nia Jax is winning the Queen of the Ring. And they'll know there's no doorbell. Stop saying ding dong. I'm not wrong. Take that in your pipe and smoke it.
Listen, 1,000%, I hope you're right. I think Nia deserves it. I think she should win it. I agree with every single thing you said, especially adding into the fact that we already got Bianca at SmackDown. It's still a pay-per-view. Right. I know everybody, however, I know you don't want to, this is hard to believe because we all have, Peacock. People still pay for pay-per-views.
Yeah, I know. They said Backlash got like 100. it was bad. But I will say this. Okay. It is amazing that this Saturday we have King and Queen of the Ring, and then on Sunday we have Double or Nothing. This is going to be a very if you buy pay-per-views.
I'm glad you brought that up because I will have a Sunday show for review. You know what? That's a lie. That's just going to be a Monday show. It's going to just be a Monday show.
No,
right? I can't get off on Sunday. King of the Ring gonna have to wait.
You remember what time pay-per-views for AEW end?
Yeah, like midnight.
Yeah, like 12:30.
Yeah. So no, but
Las Vegas too. So it's gonna be like 9-10 o'clock over there. They still got time.
We'll see you guys next year for WrestleMania
next year. Please, I'll say this every week for WrestleMania next year. I want people to remember it's in Las Vegas. So you live on the East Coast. That means it's starting at 4:00 p.m., not 7. Just keep that in mind.
Well, people, with that being said, listen, come back tonight. The Raw Review Show. We got NXT tomorrow with Wrestling Doll. We got White Boy Wednesdays. We got Top 5 on Thursdays. And then Saturdays, the SmackDown Review Show. Unpopular Review Entertainment is off this week. But shout out to the girls that did Bridgerton this week. Love the numbers. Bring them. Keep them coming. We love it. And also, guys, don't forget to get your merchandise.
Charlotte Flair is the greatest wrestler of all time.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
Executive consultant, you got anything planned this week before we get up out of here? Say goodbyes. Cries and allies.
Join us at 8 o'clock for our Raw watch along with myself as well as Franco Sensei tonight. Looking forward to that. Yeah, I know. I'm just reminding the people Raw watch along because apparently SmackDown and the Mike Knox show are in this daggone battle. So we got to get back in there. So join us tonight.
There is literally nothing you can do.
I can talk. That's what I do, okay? Nothing. Like, nobody sees you back there. Nothing. Yes, there is. Join us tonight for the Raw Watch Along. He's right, UPR. He's taking a break this week, but Wednesday, AEW, looking forward to that. Looking forward to all of it. But I believe, the only thing I wanted to say was I believe they said that they wanted to do SmackDown immediately after SmackDown this week. Dice, is that still going on or no?
Yes.
Yeah, they're doing SmackDown immediately after. Now, I don't know who's joining Dice, because I don't know if Vic is still living La Vida Loca somewhere. But, yeah.
Well, yeah. There you have it. Listen.
I'm at work. Can't be me.
It will not be you. All right, guys. Do me a favor. Thank you, Chris, for tuning in. Listen, stand on your feet. And listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning, y'all, because without him, you couldn't be here. None of this would be possible without him. All right. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me. Like, I'm going there and love the rest of this pot roast. But don't wake up tomorrow morning and say you love God, y'all. We are out of here.
Drums, please!
Viewers may find the following video disturbing.
This ain't nothing but healthy conversation.
Yeah! Perfect Plex Radio! We about to go live on him. Mike Knox. That's for 3X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready?
Ready?
Let's go!